is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Sandy from Charleston, South Carolina. And I was just listening to your podcast talking about how if you open a window, you could let something in or let something out. And I have a story that kind of validates that reasoning. When I was a young girl, we lived in a two-story, two-apartment colonial house in downtown Charleston. My grandparents lived upstairs, and me, my father, my mother, and my brother, we lived in the downstairs apartment. My mom and dad decided that they were going to move to the West Ashley area, which is across the bridge from the downtown area, to buy a house and get me in different schools. So we left my grandparents there, and after that, a gentleman moved in downstairs and rented out the downstairs area. One night, my grandparents were awakened by a loud noise from the downstairs apartment, and they didn't pay it any attention. But the next day, my grandmother went down and looked in the front bay window and saw the young man dead on the floor close to the front door. The story goes that he was gay and he had a lover, and the lover got upset about whatever lovers get upset about, I guess, and killed the young man. Well, if you looked inside the window, you could see that he had clearly been holding onto the wall to get to the front door because there were blood stains from where he got up or crawled or however he was trying to get to the front door along the wall. And he just made it to the door but couldn't get it open. Well, nobody thought anything about it. And after everything was cleaned up, a older couple moved in, and they said that every night they could hear noises in the living room, like somebody getting into shuffling or falling, just noises like a fight was going on or something. And they were concerned about it, as I would be. This went on for a little while, and my mom finally came up with the idea that maybe he was trying to get out to get help. So if we left the door to his apartment open and also left the front door that leads into the foyer open, maybe he would leave. Well, sure enough, after we did this, they no longer heard the noise in the living room and the place became quiet again. So I believe that someone trying to get out of a home can be let out. And I also believe and have been told that if someone knocks at your door or rings your doorbell and you look out and there's nobody there, that you should not open the door, that you are going to let something in. So that was our experience in Charleston. Of course, Charleston is a very haunted city, and I spend time when I can down there around the cemeteries and just like to spend time down there hearing the old ghost stories, taking the ghost walks. Love what you guys do. I'm so excited that I finally have a place that has the same feelings I do about things that I can listen to while I'm at work. And I am an EPP member and love hearing those stories. So keep up the good work. Thanks for keeping me entertained. And I have more stories that I will send in later. And I also sent in a story about a shadow figure in our home in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.